Hey, this is Frank Caliendo.
And you're listening to me pretend to be John Madden, George W. Bush, Al Pacino, and Robin Williams. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Boom! The end.
Frank was such a funny guy. I've met him a couple times. And spot on with Robin Williams and Madden and everybody that he does. I'm sure that you are familiar with him, correct?
I am familiar with him.
Yeah, very good dude. Hey, real quick, Ross Baines, my buddy over in England, a phenomenal painter, a phenomenal artist, is doing a giveaway. I just happened to see it on his Twitter feed. Jump on his Twitter. It's Ross Baines Art on Twitter. He tells you what you need to do, post whatever photo, whatever painting you'd like to win, and he's going to do a giveaway. What do you got to lose?
It's awesome. He does great work. He did the mural of the flying knee of Jorge Masvidal down at the ATT gym. We got to see that live and in person. And Ross Baines is legit, the real deal.
Yeah, I own two pieces. One's a print, and the other is the painting, obviously both of who?
Rocky Balboa.
Of course, Rocky Balboa. That's my man. That's my dude. That's my bro. That's what we need, like a Sylvester. No, we need Rocky Balboa in this brother fight that you're going to set up. We need Rocky Balboa to fight John Rambo.
Is that his character in Rambo?
Well, yeah. Hence, John Rambo.
All right.
Hold on. You're giving me crap that I haven't seen, you know, Lightface and Starfather and all them, but you haven't seen Rambo?
I mean, kind of. I mean, you got to realize, like, when I was that young, my parents didn't let me watch that kind of movie. So I wasn't allowed to watch Rambo because the violence, and he ran around with that army switchblade knife thing that had a compass on the top and stabbing people in the woods.
You know, really, you know, if your parents were doing their proper parenting, and if they did their due diligence, they would have seen that it would teach you how to survive. You know, if you're in a dumpster and the top dumpster gets locked, it would teach you how to survive in the dumpster.
Well, MacGyver did that for us. I mean, I could take tinfoil from chewing gum, and I could rewire a starter of a vehicle and then drive to safety. I mean, you know, like MacGyver kind of kept me alive. Rambo was just trying to kill people.
Did you watch the remake of MacGyver?
No.
Very disappointing, you know, from the original MacGyver.
Really?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, nothing's as good as the original. Name one thing that the sequel was better than the original, because I really can't.
I don't know. I'd probably have to think about it. So remind me next Tuesday.
I mean, maybe The Godfather 2 was better than Godfather 1. So maybe in that series, but usually it's a disappointment from the original.
I can't answer it because I've never seen any of the Godfathers. They were almost identical. The what's the one that Burt Reynolds was in, the football movie where he goes to jail?
Longest Yard.
Yeah,
Longest Yard.
They were basically the same thing, if I remember the first Longest Yard, because the remake with Adam Sandler, you know, was basically the same thing. Just with a lot of people that I know, you know, in it.
Right. That's true.
That's true. I wasn't trying to name drop. I was just saying, you know, kind of a lot of people. But, that's all.
Yeah. So anyway, the original is always the better. So if there's a rematch between Tyron Woodley versus Jake Paul, I would expect it to be not as good and not as exciting. And I don't think Jake Paul wants that fight anyway. I think he's already proved his point. He has nothing to lose or nothing to win by going and beating Tyron Woodley again. So I think Jake moves on.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, that the rematch, you know, Woodley Paul 2 will not sell. Everybody bought one because they said Woodley was going to kill Paul. Everybody bought it because they wanted to see Paul lose. Very few people are Paul fans before the fight. I now am because of what he did with the money. But he needs to go and now pick somebody else on the same Ric Flair kind of thing, you know, Gorgeous George, pay money to watch Jake Paul lose. But I don't think anybody's going to pay money to watch Tyron Woodley do it when he coulda, shoulda, woulda, and didn't. How do you not follow up? You have the guy in the ropes. The referee did not stop it, did not rule a knockdown. How do you not go after him and throw another punch while he's in the ropes?
Well, that's why the speculation is that he threw the fight, that he was paid not to knock him out, that he was paid not to win the fight.
I'm just too naive to believe that.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it was Showtime. I'm not saying it was the promoters. I'm just saying that people are saying that Tyron was paid $2 million flat rate to not win the fight.
Here's my problem with that. Let's, hypothetically speaking, let's say there was an agreement.
Okay.
How many people do you think know of that supposed agreement? Obviously the two fighters, and who else?
Yeah. Anybody in their camp, their management team, the contract, the lawyer who drafted it.
Is there anybody in your life, and this includes, you know, your wife and your kids and blah, 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 blah. Anybody in your life that you would trust enough to give them the information of the fraud that you were about to commit? Exactly.
I'm trying to go through my, I'm going through the Rolodex of people in my head. I'm like, nope, that person would not, they would sell me out. That guy would throw me under the bus.
Exactly. I mean, I would throw you under the bus for free. They wouldn't even need to pay me. I'm like, yep, yep, absolutely.
I would tell Biden, because then he would forget about it. And like, there'd be no evidence after that.
What time is it? Do you know what time it is?
Did you see that?
Oh, it's.
Oh, what is going on? Like, oh man, you don't check your watch. I mean, you're receiving the bodies of 13. Like heroes that lost their life defending our nation, and you're looking at your watch like, what time is this over with, or can I get out of here? I mean, it was a bad look.
It's time for my nap. Let's go.
I mean, it's terrible, man. Like it's terrible how that all ended over there. I mean, it's terrible in the what's going to happen in the future over there. It's just, it's a mess.
Well, I don't want to get too political because then it really,
yeah, of course,
on that show. But it's not just over there that I'm concerned about. It's going to dwindle. It's going to move. It's going to go to other places. And this is just my prediction. All right? Give me the little crystal ball. Give me whatever you need to give me. I believe. It doesn't mean it's true. It's just what I believe, that something is going to happen in Cuba. And that bad, bad people are going to join forces in Cuba. That's my prediction. Wow. That's my prediction.
You know, I mean, and I don't want to make this a political show because we're not, but at the same time, I think for the first time as an American, I feel embarrassed. Like, I feel embarrassed that we left the way we did. I feel embarrassed we didn't honor our relationship with those that helped us for so many years, like left people stranded, left people fending for themselves. Like, I feel embarrassed as a person, as an American. Like, it's the first time I felt this way ever. And I think it's tragedy. It's terrible what's going to happen over there.
I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. With that, let's hit a break. When we come back, it'll be time for this week's official BKFC segment with the Marine, as a matter of fact. As you want to.
Oh, nice.
The Marine, Mike Richmond, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sergio Garcia, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Tampa, Florida. Are you a fan of MTV's The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, October the 9th, you're going to want to be at Challenge Mania Live. It's at the Tampa Improv, and you can meet and hang out with Derek Kaczynski, Mark Long, Hisela Delgado, and more guests to be announced. Get your tickets at challengemania.live or at the Tampa Improv website. It's Challenge Mania Live, a pre-show meet and greet and a live panel talk show, just like a Challenge reunion show that doesn't suck.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here in town this week. Next week, we'll be, or at least I'll be, out in Omaha, Nebraska for BKFC 21. Before we kick into the official BKFC segment, Matt, explain to me why 2 years in we still don't have, like, intro music for the segment.
Well, because we don't have a producer, and, it's pretty much the reason. Well,
maybe produce it by next week, okay? Can you get that done by next week?
You want a little jingle, an intro, kind of like...
Yeah, we need to put something together, like, to welcome our next guest in the official BKFC segment. Let's welcome the main event for next week in Omaha, Nebraska, the Marine, Mike Richmond. Mike, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let me start with this. You know, I'm a former Navy, a veteran. I know you're a veteran. How come all the other services, all the other branches are former except for Marines? Once a Marine, always a Marine.
You know, I think that's just something that the Marine Corps instilled, way back when, that you never lose the title Marine. You know, you kind of earned it at boot camp, and then you have it. Obviously, if you served honorably and all that, you still kind of hold on that that title.
I got you.
You know, and I love that about the Marine Corps.
Sure. No, for sure. And I guess looking at my 6 years, I was so happy to get out that I'm okay with the word former.
Right. You only remember the good times when you get out. You don't remember all the BS, right?
You know, honestly, I think I remember all the bad times and not the good times, but that's just me. Let me just, you know, from that, ask you this, because I'm sometimes uncomfortable when people say thank you for your service. I don't know how to respond. How do you respond when somebody says that to you?
You know what? I feel the same way. Sorry, I'm hearing my voice a little bit playback, so maybe it's a little bit weird for me when I'm responding. For me, I just say, you know, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the support. But it is weird to say, like, you say thank you back when they're saying thank you to you. You know, it's always that kind of really awkward thing. The easiest thing that I do is always just say, you know, I appreciate the support, you know.
Yeah, you know, I say some of the same things. But, yeah, it's just kind of weird. It's like, you know, I met my wife there. It was the greatest thing, you know, I could have done. But, you know, I certainly don't know how to answer that. As we get ready for next week, the main event versus Dakota, what do you like most about bare knuckle? I know you have a big MMA background as well. What is it about bare knuckle and BKFC that has you so excited about next week?
You know what I love about BKFC and just the bare knuckle scene, whether you call it bare knuckle boxing or bare knuckle fighting, right? We're just using our fists essentially. That was my bread and butter when it came to mixed martial arts. From my, you know, extensive period of time in Bellator and then other organizations. I enjoyed standing up fighting. I did throw kicks. I did have some head kicks. But I really enjoyed the punching and the boxing aspect of MMA. And that is kind of my go-to. Like I said, bread and butter, right? That's what I'm really good and I feel I'm very talented at. So being able to transition over to bare knuckle has been a smooth, easy transition for me. And the style of fighting, not throwing a bunch of heavy combinations. I'm kind of more of a, I don't want to say a sniper, but I'm more economical with my shots, and I'm always looking for knockout shots, and it's just really translated well for me personally.
You know, taking what you just said, you know, it's ironic because we've been talking a lot about that. When BKFC first started, and Dave Feldman calls it the oldest, newest sport, you know, in the world, so many people, and I think a lot of the fighters too, thought, you know, it's more just a stand-up brawl. It's kind of Clay Guida, Diego Sanchez. We're just going to get up there and we're going to throw punches. And I think it's evolved over the past year and a half to that's not. It's more what you just said than just two guys in there throwing, you know, haymakers.
Yeah, and it is going to evolve more and more. You're going to see more depth in the card as more shows go on. You're going to see more talent from bottom to top of the card. And that just goes with experience. Getting more higher quality fighters to get into bare knuckle. I'm sure you still see kind of wild swinging punches and kind of chaotic fights earlier on the card. And then as the card goes on, you start to see more relaxed, talented, skillful fighters that are essentially just boxing or fighting without gloves on. And that's a beautiful thing that kind of gives it that old school pugilism. For it, and that's what I enjoy about it. I kind of really like the pugilist aspect of it, and I like to put on those really talented, skillful performances. When you watch me, I want them to be like, "Man, this guy knows what he's doing."
Right. So, you know, you made the comment about fighting with no gloves. How many times since you've signed with BKFC, and you know, I talk to all the fighters about it, and we laugh and chuckle. But seriously, how many times do people ask you? I understand it's bare knuckle, but what kind of gloves do you wear?
What kind of gloves do I wear, like for training?
No. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, and ask fighters. I know it's bare knuckle, but really, what kind of gloves do they wear in the fight? No, they don't wear gloves. That's why it's called bare knuckle.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. Get those questions?
I haven't got those questions before. Honestly, I know I fought bare knuckle in other organizations. Fought in London once, and they were still using essentially hand wraps, so it wasn't full pure bare knuckle, right? We still had like gauze over the knuckles, so it wasn't bare skin bare knuckle. So people would be like, well, that's not technically bare knuckle. I'm like, but I understand that, but it still feels the same way.
Hey Mike,
I've never had anyone ask me what gloves you wear.
Go back.
Hey, Mike, so I'm going through your Instagram here. I'm scrolling through. I'm just checking out your history. And I come across something way more exciting than BKFC. Not that the 21st won't be exciting, but please explain to everybody what's going on at Rick's Cabaret in Fort Worth. And how can Randy Harris, who is and was great friends with Randy Macho Man Savage, and myself, friends with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, how do we get involved in this event, and what can we do to be a part of this?
Now, let me just throw this out real quick before you answer, Mike. And Matt, I'm sure you know this. My brother has a branch in Fort Worth, so we have a place to stay. We can go to Fort Worth. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm intrigued.
Please explain.
Well, I love it. I love it. I was the general manager of Ritz Cabaret Fort Worth, Texas. I was down there for a little over a year. I'm actually back in Minnesota right now. I'm the GM of Ritz Cabaret Minneapolis, Minnesota, kind of back in my home state. But back in Fort Worth, we would do theme parties, right? Once a month or once every month, we do like costume theme parties. And that one in particular was, we called it Rick's Mania. It was essentially kind of a playoff of WrestleMania. And all of our staff and management will get dressed up in kind of like wrestler outfits. And I'm like, I got to be Macho Man. You know, I'm all about, I'm serious sometimes. I like to, you know, have that Marine Corps, you know, kill, you know, extreme, you know, mentality. But on the flip side, us Marines, we like to have fun. We like to act goofy. We like to have humor. And I'm like, I got to be Macho Man. Yeah, so I ordered it online, and it is a great outfit. I still have it. I'm going to bust it out on a Halloween one day.
All right, so we talk about this a lot. You know, talked about Randy. Matt's friends with Terry. I was friends with Randy. Who are the four on your Mount Rushmore? Who are your wrestling Mount Rushmore figures?
Oh, man, that's a good one. I would have
and
to it, say...
And why you think about man. It, I'll give you... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Macho Man's definitely one of them. Ultimate Warrior's got to be one of them. Then you got to go with, yeah, for me personally, Attitude Era. Stone Cold, The Rock. And I was a big Bret the Hitman Hart fan. I'm not going to lie. My cousin loved Shawn Michaels, but I was throwing sharpshooters on him all the time. Yeah, I loved his best there is, best there was, best there ever will be gimmick. I just loved it.
All right, since you're a Marine and since you said Randy first, I'll let you have five. Mount Rushmore's four, but I'm going to let you have five.
Stop.
You say,
hey, because you eat crayons. We eat crayons, you know. Sometimes No, I had to throw Bret. I had to throw Bret Hart in there because, you know, I wrestled, you know, when the brothers and we're all downstairs doing our wrestling, you know, I was sharpshootering my brothers all the time.
Well, I used to do the people's elbow to my sister, so I get it. craziest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight, whether it's a professional fight, a street fight, you know, somebody says something, you see somebody in the stands. What's the craziest, funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, man, I haven't had really anything other than really crazy other than just taking a groin shot, you know. A nasty little shot to the nuts. Other than that, I can't say anything in particular that was so out of the ordinary for me other than a low blow, which sucked.
I know we're a week out. Typically, we talk to the fighters the week of, so I hate bringing up food and that kind of stuff. But since we're far enough out, we can talk about it. You're going to invite four people over for dinner. This is how we get to know our guests. It can be living or passed away, real or fictitious, but it can't be family members. It can't be fighters from the gym, you know, because everybody would always say that. What four people are you having over for dinner? Matt's going to make pizza for you.
Probably be a lot of fighters. I would have Mike Tyson, Arturo Gatti, big Prince Nassim Hamed fan. So what am I at? Three now. I don't want to miscount again. And number four, man, you got to have the Macho Man, right? Got to throw Macho Man in it.
There you go. I normally don't like to bring up stuff I've done. I'm surprised Matt didn't bring it up. I shot a video to get on Survivor, and it was my day, and it was an ultimate, you know, I'm the ultimate Survivor. So midway through my day, I'm at the gym working out. It's all part of the shtick, and I'm struggling with I'm bench pressing 10 pounds. And the bar starts to slip, and these hands grab the bar, pick it up, slam it down, and it was, you know, Randy Poffo. And, you know, he does the, you know, Randy Harris is the ultimate survivor. I'll bring the video so you can see it next week. But let's talk about next week. First and foremost, what do you know about Dakota Cochran, and does it even matter? Do you even care?
Normally, I really don't care. I always just worry about my strengths and making sure I just perform to the best abilities to my strengths. What I know about Dakota is, you know, he's a tough, gritty dude. You know, he's hard to read because he doesn't really fight with much of a rhythm. He doesn't fight with a boxing rhythm or any type of stylistic rhythm. He just really likes head down, overhand, clinch, dirty box. He just kind of gets in there and gets nasty. He's undefeated in bare knuckle. He's a little bull, you know. He's like a tank. Not a lot of people are wanting to fight him now. He's beat some. I mean, he beat Chris Leben in a decision. He's beat Hendricks in another promotion in bare knuckle. Like, he's beat some tough guys. And I really look forward to fighting with him, because I don't think he's everyone that he's fought has kind of stayed right in front of him. I have the skill set to, I'll stay in front of you when I want to stay in front of you, and I'll be able to stick and move. And I don't think he's really sure of how powerful and how fast I punch. He'll find out.
Right. Well, that is next week. We're looking forward to it. What can the fans expect? You know, when you get in, he gets in, you're in the squared circle, what kind of fireworks can they expect?
It is going to be exactly that. It's going to be fireworks. It's going to be either I finish him early in the first or second, and if he has a really good chin, he's going to get touched up a lot. You know, I might get touched up, and it's going to be five rounds, and it could get bloody, and it could get nasty, and it has the potential to be a really, really exciting fight for the fans. And that's awesome, what you want with the main event. You want a main event to be that. And I think we're going to give the Nebraska fans and everyone watching on the app exactly that.
It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to broadcasting it out there next Wednesday. Hopefully we can get you on live. And then, of course, the fight on Friday. Mike, thank you very much for your time. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics. And we just picked up a new sponsor. You will be the first recipient of some socks from Odd Socks. And I'm going to include it. When I send the address off to the guys at Odd Sock, I'm going to make sure that at least one pair of them will be the Macho Man Randy Savage socks.
If you give me some Macho Man Randy Savage socks and I get it before the fight, I'll wear them with my attire, absolutely.
I guarantee you, you will have them. I will go pick them up myself and bring them with me and give them to you on Wednesday.
Perfect. That's awesome. Thank you.
Awesome, Mike. Thank you very much for your time. Awesome. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Take care. That is Mike Richmond. He is the Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I asked my brother-in-law the same thing. And, you know, he made fun of me being in the Navy. And then he said, you know, Marines are for life. So I'm going to have to go get those Macho Mans and bring them out to him.
That's going to be awesome. Oh, that's going to be amazing.
It's going to be cool. And then when I tell them, you know, now you just joined the program yesterday, and I already have them being worn into the main event next week.
The main event.
They're coming out with BKFC socks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, there'll be the BKFC logo. I'm sure there'll be some of the champion fighters and such. But, yeah, so I'll pick which – you know what? I'm going to be a giving person right now.
Okay.
We can pick which pair we would like him to wear next Friday in the main event.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, you got to see the videos on his Instagram. They are legendary. He's dressed up full Macho Man jacket, hat, all. I mean, everybody, like the big boss man's in there. Like, they're all dressed up in theme. It looked like one heck of a party, and I want to go to the next one. Absolutely.
Two of my biggest regrets in all the auctions that I've done, not the fact that I didn't win one of these two items that I'm going to mention to you, it's the fact that I didn't even bid on two of the auction items that I'm about to tell you. And, you know, I've auctioned off some really awesome stuff, a WEC belt, you know, that was donated. On and on and on, all the celebrities and athletes that have been involved with either Make-A-Wish, Cystic Fibrosis, the Marty Lyons Foundation, or what we did for Ryan Bennett. But I auctioned off, and I know you know this, we auctioned off one of Randy Macho Man Savage's robes that Jimmy Hart sent to me, and we auctioned it off, and I didn't even bid on it. I probably couldn't afford it. I don't know what it went for, but I could live with myself for not being able to outbid. I'm really struggling with the fact that I didn't even bid on it.
Wow. Wow. What a relic to have right now, like hanging in your living room in your man cave.
Yeah, that was one, and the other was the Ray Nitschke jersey at a golf tournament up in Tarpon Springs. They are my two items. All right, let's go hit a break. We're a couple minutes over. Coming to the end of the show pretty quickly. Thank God Mike Richmond came on and kind of saved the show a little bit. Who knows where we'll go for the next two segments. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stab Song. We'll be right back.
last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here. Final segment of work two. I know that we always end every break with Staff Zone. We always start every break or most of the breaks with 8-Man Strong. I neglected to start the show with it. They suffered a loss the other day due to COVID. A lot of people think COVID's a joke. Well, it's not. And they lost one of their GMs from the state of Texas. And I know that a lot of Staff Zone people listen to the show. Our thoughts, my thoughts, the family's thoughts are with everyone over there at Staff Zone, and, of course, to Joey and his family as well. So just wanted to say that real quick.
That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, everybody thinks it's a joke. You know, I'm giving a family member crap because they're not getting vaccinated. You know, you got to do what you're comfortable with, but you know, the outcome's not good. So either hide in a house, or do what's right.
And unfortunately, that's not the only loss this week. Eddie Bravo from 10th Planet announced that his black belt Zach Edwards, who was battling brain cancer, lost his fight with brain cancer. So, you know, the MMA community out there is definitely hurting. And, you know, it's one of those things, you know, one life comes into the world. Stipe Miocic welcoming a healthy baby boy into the world, and lives exit at the same time. And it's just part of the cycle of life. So,
Well, it did happen in three as the legend Lou Grant, Ed Asner, also passed away.
No, he did. Yeah. Did. Legendary Ed Asner.
Yep. And then he was in, was it Adam, one of Adam Sandler's movies? It played Adam's dad, I think. Was that what I saw?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, I think it's he played in Cobra Kai. He might have been Billy Zabka's dad.
I think. Oh, wow.
So, yep, the legendary Lou Grant from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. So,
just a nod to, you know, every day is precious, every breath is valuable, and you know, make sure that while you have time, tell your loved ones that you love them, and prayers to those that are affected by these losses.
All right, go ahead. I'm waiting.
And?
I'm waiting.
For what?
I thought you'd tell me that you love me.
Oh, I love you, Randy Harris. Actually, you know what I love? I love my Jabra headphones. I've been using them the whole show. I'm wireless. I'm you know, not walking around, but I could if I wanted to. The sound is amazing. I hope it's coming through clear over the airwaves, but fantastic device, fantastic comfort, and yeah, so thank you for that, and I love you.
I was going to say something but like you said to me, but I won't. No, something you said to me, what was it, yesterday?
Which one?
But I won't. No, I'm not going to go. It was very hurtful. very, very hurtful. Cam Newton gets shown the door in New England.
Yeah. Are you surprised by that?
Not really, because Cam Newton appears. You know, I had the opportunity to meet him briefly. You know, we had the opportunity to meet him briefly in Miami on Radio Row. But from what I gathered, he's not the type of guy that's going to mentor a young kid, that's going to, you know, take the back seat. And once it was deemed that he was not going to be the starter, some people seem to think because he's not vaccinated that was, you know, a reason as well. And it could be. I mean, we don't know. But no, I'm not surprised. You know, his shoulder is a mess. Ever since, you know, he got injured, he hasn't been the same. And, you know, it's time to turn the page. You know, kind of like what we just said, you know, about, you know, you turn the page. Somebody 91, 94, or even bad, you know, a lot younger, moves on, passes on, and then, you know, new babies come in. It's, you turn the page, and that's what the New England Patriots have done.
Yeah, I think it goes to his personality. I think under a Belichick system, you got to have tough skin, and Cam just seems to come across, you know, as a guy who it's his way. He's the star. He's going to do his things his way. And I could see there being friction there and not working out. So I'm not surprised.
And that don't fly with Bill Belichick.
That is not what you're going to get. Bill Belichick needs somebody who's going to come in and just do what he's told to do and play the system that he's designed to play and not ad-lib it or try to just do it on his own terms. And so I didn't think Cam was the right fit for that organization from the day one when it was announced. But we'll see. We'll, you know, see what happens.
It was kind of funny at this press conference with Brian Ford, the CEO of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, you know, he was asked some questions and he was talking about last year and, you know, getting through the pandemic and the Super Bowl and, you know, having your quarterback throw the Lombardi Trophy on the boat parade. And just for him to bring that up shows what kind of moment that was. You know, it was a defining moment for Tom Brady. It was a defining moment in the legacy of Tom Brady. And I kind of compare it to, and I know you and I have talked about this, you know, Peyton Manning was always known as Mr. Square, Mr. Football, Mr. This, Mr. That. And then he goes on Saturday Night Live, hits a kid in the middle of the back with a football, tells him to get into the toilet of the porta potty, teaches kids how to break into a car, and then the police come. That changed the persona of Peyton Manning. And now look, you know, he's doing these ridiculous, you know, commercials. And have you seen the new show that he's doing?
Yeah, some kind of trivia show, right? He's got his dad involved.
Well, it's his brother. It's his brother.
Oh, is it brother? Okay.
And, you know, the answer was absolutely nothing. And without batting an eye, Peyton goes, that's exactly what my brother I forget it, Cooper, brings to this program.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just a typical, good, wholesome American family that rag each other, and they're all jocks. And yeah, the mom is like the superior one of all of them, because she, like, I think Tom Brady even said it, like, without the mom, they would he would have like 11 rings.
Well, that's true. So. You know, I think I've told you when he was on Saturday Night Live in his monologue, you know, he goes, let me introduce myself. My name's Peyton Manning, blah, 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 blah. My dad, Archie, everything he did. My older brother, Cooper, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, allegedly, Cooper was the better athlete of the three. And then he got injured.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, he runs down his stats. Then he goes, you know, my younger brother, Eli, in the New York Giants. My mom, a total disappointment.
Right. A total disappointment.
It definitely was kind of funny. And one of my favorite ESPN commercials is, you know, when they're doing the tour at ESPN and Eli and Peyton are last in the row and, you know, they're like kicking each other and doing wet willies and stuff that every brothers do. And, you know, who cares that it's, you know, MVPs and Super Bowl champs and it's, you know, they're the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't call you the best in the business for nothing.
Never called me that ever.
Well, that's from Major Leagues, if you ever saw that great movie. It's when the Cleveland Indians are awful, and yes, it's the Cleveland Indians, and they're awful, and Bob Uecker is, you know, does his thing, and, you know, he looks over at the Coco host, and he goes, yeah. And then Bob Uecker goes, they don't call you the best in the business for nothing.
Well, speaking of disappointments, CM Punk has retired from MMA ahead of his AEW return. Right. Retiring as a 0-1 in a no contest because one of his fights was overturned and ruled a no contest. So a disappointing MMA career, but I got to celebrate him for getting in there and have the courage to become a real fighter.
I'm real upset about that news.
No fake wrestling here.
Let me be honest with you. And if anybody out there in the wrestling world can tweet me, text me, stop by the studio, send me an email, I don't get the CM Punk thing. I never was on the CM Punk bandwagon. I just thought he was another one of the wrestlers. You know, I didn't think he was the greatest of all time. You know, I guess he's listed up there on that list. I guess when he made his debut on AEW, it was a massive pop. Everything was huge. I just don't get the CM Punk.
Yeah, I mean, I was never a big CM Punk fan. I really became more of a fan when he decided that he wanted to pursue MMA, you know, and to make it to the UFC. And I liked his reality show he had when he was living in Chicago and he moved up to Minnesota to train. And, you know, he was making the commitment. You know, I really wish he would have had a better career and success in that world. But I got to give him respect, man, for following his dream and doing it to the best of his ability. And
not disagreeing with you whatsoever. You know, and that's one of the things that always sets me off is when, you know, all these keyboard warriors, oh, he's this, oh, he's that, he sucked. He got in an octagon. It doesn't matter. Yeah. He fought Mickey Gall, another UFC guy, a talented, quality young fighter. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. I don't think any differently, and I'm not trying to talk down CM Punk, but any differently from who's going to fight World Class Fight League in a couple weeks or who's going to fight in the UFC octagon. If you have the guts to get in there into a fist fight, knowing it's one thing you're at a bar, you get punched, and now you're in a fight. Another is, you know, walking to this cage, you're about to get in a fist fight. Big ups to anybody and everybody, even the running man.
And look, and let's not make light of it. I mean, we know we always talk about it being scripted and wrestling is fake and it's not, you know, real.
It's not. Hold on. Terry's going to whoop your butt. If he could catch you.
Well, he couldn't even stand up right now. But I was I had the honor to be a part of the Full Impact Pro wrestling event at the OCC Chopper Roadhouse this week on Sunday night. And let me tell you, man, those wrestlers straight get after it. I mean, flipping off the top rope onto concrete floors. I mean, you've been to the OCC Roadhouse. You know where it is. It's an outdoor pavilion. And those guys were breaking tables and chairs and just the sounds coming from there. There was no acoustics. There was no sound effects from, like, you know, a great speaker system. I mean, I was there live and in color, and those guys went to war. Maybe not real war, but those guys went through hell. And so much respect to those guys. I mean, to be that athletic and to do the flips and the acrobatics and the, you know, in midair and the amount of condition it takes to perform at that level, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I just want to correct you. I've never been there.
Well, you've been in the parking lot of it.
No, I've been in the parking lot next door.
At the Harley Davidson.
Right, I've been at the Harley Davidson. But I've
and your boy Mr. T Jr. was in attendance. He was there with his 18 band, and he was having a good time.
Why is he my boy? I don't even know who he is.
What do you mean, Mr. T Jr.? At the press conference with BKFC, he was the one that looked like Mr. T.
Okay.
Maybe that's some odd socks we should get. The Mr. T socks.
No, I'd get Clubber Lang socks.
You want to get Mr. T socks?
I mean, Mr. T is cool. I mean, the story of Mr. T, you know, winning the tough man, you know, competition, and then, you know, the sky's the limit, and then Clubber Lang, and hey girl. I mean, Clubber Lang was great, great movie. Not better than Tommy Morrison. Not better than Tommy Gunn. But Clubber Lang was pretty good.
All right, so we know Rocky Balboa, we know all that, but if you could have any odd sock design just for you, like, what would it be? Whose face would it be? Like, think back to your UFC career to, like, you know, would it be, you know, Matt Serra beating BJ Penn? I mean, what iconic moment would you want to capture on a sock or a person? Would it be the Donald Trump? Of you and Donald Trump in the ring after a boxing match?
It wasn't boxing.
Who was that? Oh, that was WrestleMania, right?
No, it was MMA. It was Affliction.
Oh, Affliction.
Yeah. Yes. Fedor fought.
But yeah, if you got one pair of socks, not Rocky Balboa, because that's a giveaway, but if you get anything else, what would you design if it doesn't exist already?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd really have to think about it. You know, I could think of many and I could think of none, if that makes sense. You know, if you're talking fight, you know, the fight that always I think of first and foremost is Frank Trigg, Matt Hughes, just from my personal emotions and, you know, what happened and how it went down and whatever. One of my favorite fights was, I think it was Chuck Liddell, Vanderlei Silva, which was incredible. I'd really have to think about it, you know. I mean,
when you said before the break that the odd socks are going to start doing BKFC socks.
Yes.
So are they going to do like the fight card where one leg is the opponent in the blue corner, the other leg is the opponent in the red corner? Is it going to be like a set, like, you know, like Cochran versus Richmond?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in on the marketing meetings and stuff.
That's a great concept, though.
Well,
for a fight promotion?
We'll talk off the air. I don't want to say the wrong thing and be disrespectful, and, you know, I don't know what their plans are. I would imagine that they'll do the BKFC logo. I would imagine it goes without saying that there'll be a Paige Van Zandt sock. Other than that, you know, maybe your heavyweight champ, Joey Beltran, maybe. You know, you got to look at numbers. Everything is numbers. Everything is, you know, how many socks would get sold? How many mats from Safety Mat get sold? How many T-shirts get sold? You know, it's all of that. So, I mean, obviously I can't answer that, but, you know, we saw the mats. We saw what happened with the mats. So it's something that I'm sure that they're gauging as well. But yeah, they are supposedly either in talks or have completed talks, or, you know, I mean, that's where we even met, you know, the whole odd sock team, you know, absolutely, was at BKFC. So, you know, I don't know. I'd really have to think about it. You know, I go from saying I'm not a fan to I am a fan of certain things to I'm not a fan to, you know, possibly, you know, I don't know. I think maybe some, maybe a Queen socks, you know, with Freddie Mercury and the guy who threw the sticks at me so hard I couldn't catch them. You know, or I don't know. You know what really I would like just to kind of, because I know people would not like it, maybe the Bee Gees, maybe a pair of Bee Gees socks. And if you really want to add to it, throw Andy in there as well. So then you have the three brothers, Gibb and Andy, in there as well.
You do like the Alabama socks where the one guy is not really part of it.
Exactly, the drummer. As they told me, I got rid of the drumsticks. That's not true.
No, no, but it's a great concept, man. Like, the socks are cool. The, you know, they got the underwear and all the different things. It's a really cool concept.
How about Kiss socks? You think Gene would allow that?
As long as he's getting paid with his dollar sign, you know.
I would imagine they're already out because Gene needs his cash. But no, I don't even know if I need to come up with a list because, you know, I'm supposed to put together, you know, a box, you know, for me and for you. And it's just so many that I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, I think starting with the wrestling is obvious choice to start. Anything boxing related, the Tyson box, you know. They had the Tyson ones at the other show. I have the Ultimate Warrior ones. And what I did not know until I wore them live at the BKFC 19 and 20 event was that the socks glow in the dark. That the actual face of the Ultimate Warrior actually glows in the dark under the lights. Okay. So it was super cool to wear with my red clown shoes.
Well, everything looks good with those red clown shoes.
It does. Those shoes do make everything look good, including myself.
Oh, no, not that much. You want to look at this weekend's UFC? Do you want to look at next week's, you know, Bucks? What do you want to do?
Yeah, talk about the Bucks. I mean, you've been out there at training camp. You've been out there all week. You know, what do you think? I mean, are we going to go undefeated this year? Is this going to be the year to break the 72 Dolphins record?
I don't think anybody will ever go undefeated again.
And that's because there's too many games? Like is regular season still 16 games, or do they add another game?
They add another game. There's 17 games. And typically, and again, players, you know, you can say that they care, they don't care. They care about that ring. They care about getting into the playoffs. They care about going deep into the playoffs. And when you're, you know, 14-0, 15-0. Are you thinking undefeated, or are you thinking I need 2 weeks off to get ready for the playoffs?
And back in the Dolphins era, like, what? How many games did they play? Like regular season, what, 12 games?
I don't know. I think it was, well, and then the playoffs. So it might have been a total of maybe 16.
16, right? Total. Now it's 17 plus the playoff run.
Right.
And that's a long time to go without losing at this level. I mean, especially when teams are so competitive and so evenly matched now.
You know, and you look at their schedule, and I really haven't looked at it. You know, I've booked some flights to go to some of them. You know, they don't have the top seed schedule. You know, so they have that benefit. A couple games could be tough. You know, I think that New England game is going to be tough. The emotion, the team's going to want to go up there and win for Brady. Brady's going to want to go up there and win for Brady. And sometimes you can put over and a, you know, more pressure on you. The Cowboy game could be tough. You know, they always talk about adrenaline dumps and all that kind of stuff. You know, the crowd's going to be electric. Even though Brian Ford kind of talked about why they did what they did with season tickets, they didn't sell any individual seats. Every ticket, according to Brian Ford, was a season package. It's because they want to make sure only Buccaneer fans are there. Well, don't kid yourself. People are going to sell those tickets for Thursday.
And Brian, for sure.
And Brian Ford even made the point of saying that some people, you know, are going to sell because that game could pay for their entire season. And I tried to even explain that to Eric Curry a couple years ago. So you think you're going to have a lot of Bucks fans there. You're going to have a lot of Cowboy fans. They'll pay whatever it needs to be paid to be able to watch that game next Thursday. Hopefully I'll be in attendance. We'll talk about all of that next week, what's leading up to, as well as what's about to happen in Omaha, Nebraska, with your main event, Dakota Cochran and Mike Richmond. So with all that said, good job today. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Great interview with Mike Richmond. It'll be up for replay here shortly. Until next week, America, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.